این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
If others could understand or be made to understand the reason for the morning sessions and why so much value is placed on these special tears that are shed and their reward with Allah, they surely would not call us the nation of tears. Instead, they would call us the nation of epic. If people could understand why Hazrat Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, lost all that was his in the Ashura at Karbala, and while living under a powerful regime produced such penetrating and prayers that incite and make people rise to action, they would not then question the prayers.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, who's the kindest, who's the most loving on the face of this planet, and not only on the face of this planet, but in the both worlds. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Spring of Truth, where we try to highlight some of the wise sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. In this program, I have chosen a specific statement of his, which deals with how important it is not to reveal other people's secrets to other people. He says, revealing the people's secrets, no matter what they may be, is contrary to Islam. Well, there is a famous saying that as long as you haven't shared your secret with other people, your secret is within your control, it's within your dominance, it's within your power. But once you tell your secret to other people, it is no longer within your power, within your dominance. And then you have to run after the person whom, you know, you've shared your secret with. And, you know, it just, you're all constantly worried that, you know, oh my God, what if this person tells some other people, you know, the secret that I've shared with him? And you're constantly worried and anxious. So first of all, try not to share your secrets with other people. And, you know, don't expose the things that are really important to you, that are a secret to you, to other people. Let them be in your own heart. But if someone shares a secret with you, try to be trustworthy. Try, you know, do your best to keep that secret within the lock of your heart and do not reveal it to anyone else. Our Prophet, as a matter of fact, was the most trusted person to the extent that people would actually, they would leave their valuable things with him. They would share so many of their secrets with him. And, you know, like when they wanted to go on a travel, they would entrust to his trust so many valuable things that they had. And that is why he was called Al-Amin, which means the trustworthy person. And this brings us to another episode of the program, Spring of Truth. Thank you very much for being with us and listening to us. May God bless you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.
every night and every day.